As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, we're wrapping a little Kirby Joseph to start just to get it out of the way and see where you guys are at. And then we get to business, draft, Pistons, the whole bit. Again, I gave you the top paid safeties in the league. There's not a real Super Bowl team in the mix there. It's just not a position you pay a lot for. But this is what Brad Holmes does. They're not going to change. I'm not yelling about it. It's up to you guys. For me, I'm not spending $86 million on Kirby Joseph over 4 years, especially when I have him signed. And you know what? I'm not going to let a safety leverage me. So that's just where I would be at. But guess what? In the end, if they win the Super Bowl, nobody will care. And if they don't, this is the type of stuff we're going to rake them over the coals for.
Would you say the safety is kind of the defensive version of the running back?
For me, it is.
Kind of use them up and move along?
Yeah, especially when I have Brian Burns. Just, to me, that's the differential. One guy can drop down and cover people as well as play back. And
Well, Branch has the versatility that this team loves. That, yes, correct. You're right. I put you at the corner. People get injured. I can move you all around. You can play at safety. You can do whatever I need you to do. Heck, I can bring you in on a blitz if need be. And
the point I'm making, Rico, is they're not making these moves up front where it really matters. And it's because they're so concerned about bills coming due. And it's like, okay, well, who had the gun to your head to pay Kirby?
I was about to say, when you're creating your own bills, I can't feel sorry for you.
Oh, but he would walk in free agency. Well, I have the franchise tag, or I have the restricted, or hear me out, you let him walk.
Yeah.
And you get a compensatory pick, and you trust Brad. See, this is my problem with Lions fan. I'm not mad at you guys. I'm just communicating. You don't get to tell me what a great drafter he is, but then fear a guy walking away because you can't replace him. It can't be both. You can't shake both hands. I trust Brad Holmes drafting. In fact, I probably trust it too much. Like tonight at 28, who do they draft? Don't care. He'll be good. The point is, if Kirby walks, I trust we can replace him. The replacement cost of a safety at $22 million, I'll take the chance. Because I'd rather, look, obviously I'm paying Aiden. But Rico, moreover, there are so many moves they don't make because they're so obsessed keeping their own guys. It's like, okay, is pass rush better?
Yeah.
Especially with Aleem, maybe not playing till Turkey Day?
No.
So, but we got Roy Lopez. All right, good for you.
Aquadine.
Yeah, Almondine Muhammad, TJ's boy. We'll go to David for the ticket tech, see what everybody's got to say on this.
I'm with Mike. Kirby, to me, isn't even the best safety on the team when compared to Branch. To me, this seems like a, quote-unquote, falling in love with your own guys type of situation.
Hey, don't David,
like this extension.
David, seems like, sounds like, feels like. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on it? I apologize we didn't come to you before ticket text. I mean, what was your reaction to it?
If I was going to sign, I'm just talking about between the safeties that they have, because you have another one, it would have been Branch, which means you don't have to do anything with Kirby right now. Let him walk. Franchise tag him. I like what Rico said. Franchise tag him. Even if it's just a year, you have options here. You don't have to do anything now. He wasn't a free agent until the end of next season.
That's just it, David. And that's if only you're really in love with him, because there's a lot of big name safe or older safeties that are still free agents right now because teams just kind of let them go and said, well, we'll figure it out at the end and see how much money we have. And that's, you know, we'll pick up somebody there off the clearance rack.
I'll just tell you this. I mean, I hate to relate it back to my team, but we paid Minka. What has that done for us? Nothing.
It's limited you.
It's done absolutely nothing. So Ticket Text here says, not thrilled with the Kirby extension. Only thing keeping me sane is knowing that the cap will keep going up and other safeties a year from now will be more.
So, let me ask a question, guys. And I don't want to get too in the weeds. I don't want to bore people to death, maybe more than I already am. But why, you know, if you're fearful of Kirby and walking away, slap the transition tag on him. The transition tag lets Kirby go out into the market and see what he's worth, and you keep right of first refusal. So Kirby, I'll tell you what. Go out, if someone's willing to pay you $22 million a year, we could just arrive at this point next year. You know what I wouldn't have to do, boys? I wouldn't have to have done a thing right now. The transition tag is powerful. It empowers the player to go seek the best deal. And in the end, you still get the right of refusal to where if he signs for a price that you don't like, you say, thanks for stopping by, San Diego. But that's my whole point is you have these tools in the toolbox. I don't think you needed to run out and make them the highest paid safety in the sport. I'm sorry.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com. But again, I don't have it in me to yell. I don't have it in me to even get upset because he is a good football player. But I'm more annoyed at the Lions seemingly like this entracted position they have that this is the only way to do it. Okay, well, listen. Basically, it's show or go this year. Bleep or get off the pot. If they go out, they don't win a bunch of playoff games, they don't make a Super Bowl, what's it all for? So that's going to be the litmus test. Sorry, David.
No, go ahead. Mike, but you're exactly right. Because while we talk about it, and fans want to quote it back in our face on Ticket Text and say, but you all talk about the cap not being real. This is true. It's just true. You're right. But no, at some point, though, you're going to be like the Saints. You're signing everyone to these big deals. At some point, it's going to come back and bite you in the butt.
Let me explain it for the people in the back. No, the cap isn't real. Right? Tongue in cheek. It's not. You can find money. You can do things. But when you're handing out deals that make the player you're signing the highest paid player in the history of the sport at their given position, you start to now make it more difficult to do the things you want to do in the short term. Meaning, look, I have Kirby under contract. I have that transition tag. Or I could franchise tag him next year. That would allow me this year to deploy that money to get the pass rusher that so many Lions fans want covet, need, desire. Mm-hmm. You can't do everything all the time. So my whole point is, okay, you want to sign Penei Sewell. No one would ever complain. Penei is arguably the best tackle in the league. Fine. Got to get your quarterback paid. You want to pay Amon-Ra. You know Aiden's coming. Now, outside of that, you got to be tactical. If I'm going to hand out new market-defining contracts, it's going to be to difference makers. I do not view safeties in 2025 as the driving force to winning. If you don't believe me, look at the top 10, 12 paid safeties in the league and look at the teams they're on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that facts are mean.
From Nico in A2, he says, the $22 million to Kirby, $8 million to Barnes, could have been the $30 million needed to pay Hendrickson.
You're not going to hear me argue, but I've given up my sword. I've given Rico the captain's hat, iceberg right ahead. I'm going down.
Going back to bed?
That's it. I'm going to bed like the old couple in Titanic. I'm going to lay down and die. I just can't do it no more.
I know.
Because, no, I mean, Nico, you're right, bud. But it just doesn't seem to be how they want to do things.
They don't want to bring in an outsider. And I guess I am praying that the edge that we all covet will come tonight in the draft, because they'll tell you this is the person who we had pegged the entire time.
Kirby,
you know that.
Kirby led the league in picks, and that's not a coincidence. That's without the line pressure, changed almost every single game last year. I'm glad they paid him.
Good. Run out and get that jersey.
AC from Monroe says, money aside, why sign Kirby the night before the draft? The timing is absurd. What if a safety now falls into your lap this weekend?
Holmes will still take him. Look, guys, and again, I'm not being flippant with you. Brad Holmes doesn't give an F about anybody else. We don't have all the information. We don't get to interview the players. We don't know what their draft board is. You know who else doesn't? Adam Schefter, Todd McShay, you know, Daniel Jeremiah. These people don't know what their draft boards are. And this is the problem with mock drafts. Everybody looks at a mock. Then they gain a confirmation bias where, well, that has to be the guy. And then when their team doesn't take him because their team never had him on their draft board, you end up upset at your team. Brad Holmes operates in silence. He will take the best player. I'll tell you what, he'll draft a backup at 28. That's where my head is at.
Really?
He'll roster build. He's not going to reach for need. I you know what I think it's going to be? IBP. You know what IBP is?
What?
Interior big person. I could totally see them taking a guard or a defensive tackle. Why? Because every hyena wants an edge. They don't care what you want.
You know what? I was going to say that Gray Zabel's starting to look more and more like, because he can play everything.
Yeah, never seen him play. It's just you read he played tackle, guard, and center. What do the Lions like out of their linemen? Some versatility.
I need to see his RAS score, but yes.
Man, he's from North Dakota. My guess is negative RAS. Man, he's a big dude. Come on now. We'll get back to it, though. And again, if you like the deal, go buy the jersey. But I was just trying to have a different conversation with you. That transition tag is a powerful thing.
You're right. Go shop, see what you're worth. And if somebody wants to come back and say, hey, they're going to pay me X amount, yeah, we're out.
Again,
go enjoy your life.
I didn't want to do another J-Mo show. I've made my opinion known. I don't want to trade J-Mo. I want to pick up the fifth-year option, which is due by May 1st. I want to use him this year and next year. And then you know what, J-Mo? See ya.
Yeah.
God bless. Go get your money, son.
Because here's the beauty of it. Guys, Brad Cooks, and you all believe in him, he'll find more people, he'll find new picks, he'll find new Lions that you'll fall in love with.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.